For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The former home of the University of Missouri System President will soon become a hosting ground for university events. Louis Kaczmarek has the story.
The UM system is nearly ready to announce its specific plans for the Hilltop Mansion, Providence Point. System President Tim Wolf moved out of the house permanently in the spring of 2013 because of a need for extensive renovations. UM System spokesperson John Fugere would not announce specific future plans for the property for now, but did give a general idea about the future use of Providence Point.
The goal is to use Providence Point to be offered to all the UM System campuses, businesses, and organizations to host events and have it be a first-class venue to do just that.
Fugere says the formal written plan for the property is close to being finished. Nine system presidents, including Wolf, lived in Providence Point since it was built in 1971. Wolf's secretary said he was unavailable for comment. Louis Kaczmarek, KBIA News.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of a Jefferson City man have turned their attention to the city's landfill. 23-year-old Christopher Cray was reported missing May 20th and was last seen near a supermarket in Missouri's capital city. Two men have already been arrested on charges of interfering with the investigation. KMIZ-TV reports police said Thursday that they were searching the landfill but have not ruled out other potential sites. They labeled the disappearance suspicious earlier in the week. One of the men in custody is suspected of hiding Cray's body while police looked for him last month, and the other suspect is accused of threatening a witness. Governor Jay Nixon today signed eight bills into law, including one designed to help employers in Missouri avoid layoffs. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill extends Missouri's participation in the federal Shared Work Program. Under the program, companies facing hard times can avoid laying off workers by reducing the number of hours their employees work and using unemployment benefits to supplement the drop in pay. The bill contains an emergency clause, which means it takes effect immediately. The governor also signed identical House and Senate bills that legalize the sale of individual cans, bottles, or pouches of beer and malt liquor in Missouri, aside from the large-size bottles that are already legal. However, that new law won't take effect until January 1st. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
MU Children's Hospital added a new play area for children. KBIA's Tom Cackley has the story.
Music fills the air outside of the MU Children's Hospital, where children will now have a new area to get out of the hospital and play. The hospital opened TJ's Courtyard in a ribbon-cutting ceremony Thursday. The courtyard sits across from the entrance of the hospital and features chimes, drums, mirrors, and a giant globe for kids to play with. MU Children's Hospital Executive Director Carrie Simon says starting and finishing the project has been a long process.
We've been working on this for a few years, starting off with kind of the idea and changed directions a few times on exactly what we wanted it to be, and then of course went through the fundraising component and then selecting the items and actually getting it all installed. So it feels like it's been a long time coming and we're very excited to have it in place.
The hospital says the courtyard cost around $30,000 to complete and charitable donations funded the project. Tom Cackley, KBIA News.
The Archdiocese of St. Louis is condemning a city move challenging Missouri's constitutional ban on gay marriage by issuing same-sex marriage licenses to four couples. The diocese issued a written statement calling the city decision a violation of, quote, the laws of our state that disregard the laws of nature. Four gay couples were married Wednesday at a city hall ceremony. The city decision was an intentional effort to force state courts to overturn the constitutional ban passed by state voters a decade ago. Attorney General Chris Koster says he supports gay marriage but will uphold the state ban in court. The Archdiocese statement adds that the Catholic Church can love a person without accepting all their behaviors, but that sex is to be reserved for marriage between a man and a woman. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.